Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, Angels. How are you? Anyway, talk to you about what's going on here. And welcome to the show. I was supposed to do angel readings tonight, but everybody hang up, right? Because here's the deal. The studio, I can't even access my studio. I can't access Blog Talk. They're having problems with, as sometimes it just happens. You know, and we just got to roll with the punches, or I've got to roll with punches, and hopefully you guys will roll with me. So what I'm going to do is I talk to them, the customer service people, and they're working on it. And I know you guys have had issues with your own radio, TV, electrical appliances, and they're having issues with theirs. So I always say the bigger the problem, the bigger the paycheck, right? And the paycheck doesn't mean money. Sometimes it means prosperity in your life, with your health, with energy, with love. And so I think that's just the bigger the paycheck for all of us that are tuning in tonight. So I appreciate you guys. So here is what I'm going to do. Ms. Cole, and I was meditating. I was like, man, I promised these people. And I feel like I'm letting everyone down. I'm not. It's just one of those things that happen. And for divine, and the reason is we always have divine and perfect timing. And I'm learning so much from you guys who are really sharing me be balanced about it. So I'm going to be balanced. And I'm going to do a radio show on Thursday. We will have our usual transformation radio show that we do on Thursday nights at 8. And Whitney's going to be on there. You guys remember her from last month. She's going to be on again. 29, overcame breast cancer. Thoria, I think she closed the show with her, you know, she doesn't believe in God, she knows God. And what a great, I quoted that last night to my dad, and we were going back and forth on Facebook, so you guys should go to my Facebook page, because my dad's a sweet, sweet soul. He's also one of the strongest men I've ever met, and really taught me by example about having a great relationship with God, and I appreciate it. But that being said, she's going to be on at 8. I'm from 7:30 to 8. What I'm going to do is from 7 to 7:30, I'm going to do angel readings. Okay, so that's what we agreed on with the Blog Talk on the customer service, because I can call in. I just can't see anybody calling in, or I can't access my studio. So from 7 to 7:30, I'm going to do angel readings this Thursday night, 7 to 7:30. Like I was going to do tonight, 8:30 to 9. So thanks for just being there and rolling with it. And I appreciate you guys so very much that listen to the show. So what I decided to do is talk about angels that help you. And some of you guys are looking for angels to help you. I think Sue called me today about studying angels. Somebody called me about that. I think it was Sue. I have to look at my stuff. But Dutch Lover, the Lavender Door, and she's kind of an angel coach. We're so fortunate to have her. And you guys who know and have her already. On that note, if you're looking for something for angels to help you study, prepare for tests, going into school, grad school, wherever, high school, college, whatever, two angels that are wonderful for you is Archangel Zachiel. Helps with manifesting and studying and making things happen. And Archangel Zachiel helps you, and also Archangel Raguel. So anyway, those are two angels that will help you there. And some of you guys are wondering if your prayers ever get answered. You ever wonder that? Right. And because you seem to have to wait a long time. You ever think that? I do. Right. You know how many times I say, why do I have to wait a long time for him to ask me out? That's been my same mantra for like really long time. And now it changes, like, whatever, you know, everything happens for a reason in divine timing. Or maybe, you know, I know some people are waiting to see if they're pregnant. I got that from a client the other day. And so if you're listening, yes, you are. And if you're wanting answers to prayers, whether it's love, life choices, health, anything like that, then you can also ask Archangel Sandalphon. How cool is that, right? And so I think that's super cool. Also, Archangel Uriel is really good for studying too, because I'm doing that, and he's like me too. So you can use them all for whatever reason, for whatever situation you're in. They're just wonderful. And so that is something that you can do for, you know, wondering if prayers are being heard, or he's making sure that your prayers get there. And how cool is that, right? We need all the help we can get, I think. Anyway, so I have a friend of mine that used Archangel Sandalphon to find out if she got a job promotion. And she goes, Sandalphon, do you hear my prayers? Will you take him once again to God and tap him on the shoulder? Anyway, I think about 12, 13 hours later, she, you know, because she was praying in the morning and or early morning, like 2 a.m. You guys ever been up praying and worrying? She got the notification that she got her job. I mean, how cool is that? Or promotion. So that there you go. And then, you know, do you ever need a miracle? I mean, we have a lot of miracles in escrow, if you guys don't know that or not. And we do. We have a lot of miracles because we're meant to have miracles in our life. We just have to have the mind a miracle mindset. And how cool is that, right? A miracle mindset. And, you know, tonight the angels are like, it's going to be better if you do this show with the angels on Thursday. I was like, okay. And so I'm going to, you know, and I was like, okay. And so I feel like that miracles happen in divine and perfect timing. And so if some of you guys are looking for a miracle, whether it's money, school, job, work, love, marriage, life choices, whatever that is, health. And so Jesus is there, and he's saying, hey, I help hold the miracles for you. His mother Mary, if you believe in that, the Ascended Master, she's in a lot of balance and joy in your life. I always see miracle Mary as like Mother Nature, kind of really strong and firm. You may see her as gentle and soft, and that's cool, because I think she can be both. There's no wrong or right way here. But the coolest thing is to have Jesus, you know. He also helps you with vision. So if you're having problems with your vision, I have a friend of mine, she's like, I have to wear glasses because I've been looking at the computer. And she goes, I was over at my, in the drugstore at the glasses that my mother and her friends used to get. I was like, okay, you know. But anyway, he helps you with physical vision. So that's kind of cool. Archangel Ariel, some of you guys are really connected to the planet, to, you know, wanting to help dogs. I know I saw on my Facebook a young lady that has her own dog rescue, or animal rescue, dog rescue primarily. And Archangel Ariel, is there for helping you manifest, making things happen, like Ezekiel, and also helps with the environment, especially water, like the seals, the not only water, but especially water, seals, dolphins, whales, you know, those kind of things. But if you're into the environment and helping animals, she's a great one to work with. And so is Archangel Raphael, because he's the angel of healing, heals animals, heals people, and because we all have the force of God inside of us, right? And so those are a couple things there. And I know, some of you guys are really looking for love, right? Are desiring love, not looking for it, because it just happens, I think, when the time is right. And I had somebody ask me about twin flame, twin souls not too long ago. I think twin flame, twin souls, great, okay? I think a companion soul made the best for myself, because, you know, they've always got your back, and it's not, it's an easier relationship. Twin flame, twin soul takes a lot of work. And but the pay is great. And so you can have either one. It doesn't really matter. But Ascended Master Angus really works with the twin flame, twin soul relationships. So if that is what you're looking to create, or you know your twin flame or twin soul is here right now in this lifetime with you, then ask for his help. I wrote a whole booklet on, ebook about that one on Angus. So if you want that, just give me a ring. If you're hot and sexy and a guy, say if you're hot and sexy guy, call me too. So those are a couple things that you can do. And then you have Metatron. I know some of you guys have a real heart to want to work with children, right? And to help them, the ADHD, the Crystal Rainbow children, Indigo, which are adults now, right? Most of them. And the Archangel Metatron really helps with these kids, and helps, you know, and I think these new kids that are being, you know, brought to the planet now are amazing, right? They're born without karma. How cool is that, right? And but they're here, they're our teachers, and they're here to show us how to live without fear, and to live just knowing that we have this great power inside of us called God. And I'm going to cry on that one. But just know that. Okay, so Metatron's there. Let's see what else I was going to share with you, because you know, if you have arguments and you need something settled, you ever have that with your husband or your friends, or maybe you're an attorney? I have a friend of mine, he's an attorney. He has, guys, I got to tell you, I told him I would say, would never say his name, because he said that wouldn't be good. But he uses his angel cards in the morning to see how his day's going to go, and you know, and it's so sweet, and I just appreciate him so very much. But he uses Archangel, I think, Raguel, for argument solving, and he also uses Maeve, which Ascended Master, which gives you fairness. So he's in a pretty amazing dude, and I appreciate him so very much. So if you're looking and you've got some issues going on with our conflict, right? People aren't behaving like you want them to. That's one for you right there, or two of them actually. So Archangel Jophiel, did you guys get a chance to read Sue's post? She actually did it on the Lavender Door and also on our Angel Coach's Facebook page. But she said she had her, I think, her first angel experience where she actually saw one in her dream state. How cool is that, right? And she said that Archangel Jophiel, I mean, yeah, who is the Archangel of beautiful thoughts, gratitude, slowing down, keeping your, you know, keeping balance, or slowing down from the hectic pace, I think. And also gratitude, as I said, but also being positive thoughts, making things beautiful, had came to her about a relationship that her friend had just started and gave her some great advice to give to her friend. So that's something that Jophiel does. And I think that he is wonderful to call on to, you know, to ask for help when you need positivity around you, when you want to have some beautiful thoughts, because, you know, nothing like being angry, right? Doesn't solve too much. I'm learning that myself. And it's great to be balanced, you know. They say peace is in everything, but if you don't have it, it certainly is. And that's the same way with cash, right? We used to pray for just make me wealthy. Who cares about peace? But it's a big thing. Yeah, peace, you can create anything because your mind's quiet. And a quiet mind, a still mind can connect with God. Excuse me, I'm getting a bit of a cold, you guys, so I apologize about this. Archangel Gabriel, don't you love her? I see her as a female. Some people see her as a male. But she is just amazing because she helps you with your artistic work. She also helps you with, your television work. She also helps you with getting your word out there. Now I think she would also add internet, right? That's kind of cool. But, you know, she's the one to get your work out there, get it in the public eye. So, and ask for her help. I have a friend of mine. I told her years ago, I said, you're going to write a book. And she goes, okay, I don't know how to write, right? How many people say that? They're the best writers, by the way, because they don't have any preconceived notion about being this great writer. I think that's the key thing there. But she calls me, and she told her story here a few months ago, but she calls me on the phone, and she goes, Tui, I got up, I saw Archangel Gabriel in my room, and she said to get busy on my book. I was like, well, you better get busy. So I talked to her about a week ago, and I said, are you writing? No, not yet, but I feel nudged. I said, one day you're going to get a big old push. Because what I do know is when the archangels, your higher self, are working together, you know what I mean, and you've made an agreement to do certain things and ask for their help, they're going to make sure you get their help, and they'll push you just a wee bit or a lot of it. And, of course, I think everybody knows Archangel Michael, right? How many of you guys have asked for his help? I know I have. I know. And he always helps, and he always gives you an answer, right? God always helps and always gives you an answer. But sometimes our vibration, Archangel Michael, or one of the angels, makes it easier for us to understand God, I feel, and our catches vibration is very high. I mean, God comes to where we're at, right? So maybe he uses an angel to do that. But Michael, I love because he really helps you. And, you know, his female part of him, I believe, you know, some of you guys, his Ascended Master, was it Diane? I can't remember now, but I'm asking for her to show up. And but she's Archangel's, Michael's twin in the female. Okay, so she's beautiful and wonderful, and people love working with her too as well. I think it's Bridget. So there you go, it's Bridget. So she's Archangel Michael's twin. Okay, aren't we all? Aren't all the angels in Archangel? They're all connected somehow, some way. And of course, you have Archangel Raphael. As I said before, he's a keeper of soulmates. He also helps. He also helps you with healing, physical healing, spiritual healing. So I love working with him. You know what I mean? And so that's something that you know you can do there too as well. Some of you guys are really wanting a job, and also you want more money, right? Or want the raise. And Quincy, he's a ascended master. You're gonna have to look him up, okay? But he's just popping up now, and he says I'll help you with that. So just know that too as well. So you have, I mean, I've went over a couple of them, or a few of them, and then you know, how many of you guys want to esoteric knowledge, understand more? You know, connect with God, connect with the angels, connect with the ascended masters, connect with the causal plane, connect with a higher part of you. So there is, you know, we have a lot of ascended masters that can help you with that. And Saint Germain is one of them. I love Saint Germain, don't you? Because he is a great one. He helps with the violet plane, spirit cleansing, spirit releasing. People go, what is spirit cleansing? What is spirit releasing? And, you know, it doesn't really matter. But spirit cleansing is just, you know, sometimes we have to clean our spiritual selves because we pick up a lot of negativity, right? And emotional selves. And that's something that Saint Germain does. He gives us a violet flame. It helps us do that. And then, you know, we also want to have love. And I gave you Archangel Shamuel the other night. Who helps the soulmate relationship, strengthening them, and also helping you attract your soulmate. And so Archangel Shamuel is there. Also, you have Bridget, Guinevere. She helps you with romance. So, and Hathor helps you with romance and attracting your soulmate. So, you know, these are ascended masters. Some people feel they're angels. It doesn't really matter. Just, you know, you can call on them and ask for their help, okay? Does that make sense to you guys? I hope it does, and I hope I'm not talking, I hope you understand why I'm doing it like this, because I just don't have access to the studio, but we're going to do the readings, angel readings on Thursday night from 7 to 7:30. And then, of course, we will have a special speaker, Whitney, on at 8. So you guys don't want to miss that. Okay, so, you know, if you have questions about prosperity and money, right, Lakshmi. And Lakshmi is a great one for prosperity and bringing you cash flow, bringing you things that you need in your home. Sometimes we need more money. Sometimes we need more money for bills or for things that we'd really want to decorate our house with. And she does that. He's an ascended master that eliminates obstacles and also brings prosperity too. He and Lakshmi work hand in hand. So, you know, you've got a lot of them to work with. And guys, I wanted to really be clear too as well. So sometimes we wonder how to talk to them, how to get them to listen to us. I mean, really, it's our intention, you know. And I believe that we need to meditate. I think the best way to meditate and ask for their help is to do it a couple of key things here. The same time, if you can, every day. I talk to mine in the morning because that's the best time for me. I wake up pretty early. I'm an early riser. And, you know, so I just say, hey, whatever I'm looking forward to do and you know, what I've been doing pretty recently is like, God, how can I serve you more? Angels, what can I do? Because I know you're like the arms of God. How can I serve you more and help humanity more and help my family more? And what am I here to do today? And I got that from a special speaker. I believe it was Whitney. And I go, you know what? I'm going to do that. And my life has been a lot better and easier and calm and more balanced. You know what I mean? When I wake up and when I fly up and say that kind of prayer. And then I meditate. And the way I meditate is I have a guided meditation and that I listen to. that takes me and just helps me calm my not nerves, but calms me. And when you calm mind, you can, and you're in stillness, then you can hear the voice of God, the angels, or see, however you do it, or just know, so that you guys are real familiar with how you connect. And if you're not, then there's exercises that you can do for that. And one thing that you can do to see how you connect with God, your angels, is to hold something in your hand that is important to you, maybe a picture, and just see what images you get or how you feel or what you know. And a lot of times that's how you connect with your higher part, yourself, as well as God, for clarity. Maybe you hear a voice, maybe you hear something or see in your mind's eye a vision. So that's how you can find out what your best way to connect to your higher you, your angels, God, and, you know, the ascended masters. The other thing is, so that's the way you can figure it out. Meditate at the same time in the morning. Put your intention out there and say thank you for showing up and helping me, or thank you for helping me to whatever your situation is, and then thank them for that, and then say, what can I do to help you today, to serve you? And I think when we all do that, then we start putting everything on a higher vibration, our own selves and people around us, right? So can you imagine if people around you say, wow, she really wants to help people, she wants to help me, you know? And they may be angry and bitter, but wouldn't that be a nice energy that you carry with you during the day? And when you're helping other people, then of course you help yourself, and of course you get miracles in your life when you help people get miracles in theirs. And that's something I know. So those are a few things that you can do. Let's see what else. And guided meditation, I prefer that then, especially when you're starting to meditate, than just a regular meditation. And that's okay if that's what you have or you prefer. So if you want to start meditating to connect with, you know, whoever you know, whatever angel or whoever you're looking to connect, because you've got a lot to choose from this show, then start with breathing in and out, closing your eyes. And as you see things pop in your mind, like, oh, I've got to cook this today, I've got to pick up I've got to do this or go to dry cleaning, I've got to be at work, I've got to do this at work, then what I do is, as I'm relaxing my body, concentrating on my breathing, and things pop in my mind, I write it on a whiteboard in my mind's eye and then erase it. And then before you know it, I'm in that stillness with God and my angels, and I'm getting messages and answers. And that's a cool thing. So I hope that helps you guys. And I'm going to close the show. If you haven't liked us yet on Facebook, go to facebook.com/angelcoaches and like us there. Let's see what else I can tell you. And then Thursday night, of course, we have 7 to 7:30. I'm going to do angel readings from 8 to 8:30. I'll have Whitney on. And Sue's going to be coming on the following week. And then we have Michael again. And I've got it in March. But we've got some really cool things, because they each bring something to the table. And Sue's going to talk about the ascension process, and I'll be there with her. So if you guys got anything you want to hear about, please email me, Terri@angelcoaches.org. If you want to call me about something, 954-636-9401. And you've got a lot to choose from for Valentine's. Romance angels, Guinevere, Archangel Shamuel, and it doesn't get an Archangel Jephiel, or any of the archangels for that matter. So ask him to help you. And if some people want to lose weight, Michael's really good for that one, and so is Bridget. And so ask him to help you with losing weight and getting healthy too as well. Okay, because there's nothing, you know, you can do more when you feel good about the way you look and how you feel inside, I think. So anyway, I felt led to say that. So you guys have a great now. I'm going to actually post my first video. Is that not cool? I got the video. I'm just going to figure out how to get it on there. So it's a whole nother deal. Anyway, and we're going to have a YouTube channel, which I think I've got basically set up. You guys, I'm so computer not the best, but I'm getting better. And I called Sue today. She's such a sweetheart. And I told her, I said, you look very nice today. She goes, how do you know what I have on? I go, well, I'm just giving you a compliment because I got to ask for your help. She's a sweetheart and helped me. So I so appreciate that, Sue. And okay, everybody, have a great now. We will see you Thursday night at 7. And have your angel questions ready. And then I'm sure we'll get some angel answers. And thank you for understanding about tonight. You guys take care. Bye-bye now.